Sukkah Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav 4:6. K'maseo b'chol kach maseo b'shabbos. The same procedure that was followed during the week regarding the Arava was also done on Shabbos. Now the truth is, we're talking about only about the Shmini Atzeres, the seventh day procedure, but the seven times around, because if you recall from Mishnah Gimel, we said that this whole Arava mitzvah is not done on Shabbos during the first 6 days. But if we're talking about Shmini Atzeres, which falls on the Shabbos, then everything is done the same, even though it's a Shabbos. El Shahayu Malakten Osan Me'erev Shabbos U'Menichen Osan Begigyo Shel Zahav Kadesh Lo Yichmashu. The only difference is they would go and collect the big branches, the Murios, these large branches of Arava, Murbios, I should say. They would get them on Erev Shabbos, because you can't detach them and growing from the ground on Shabbos. That would be an Isser Kotzer. And also you can't bring them through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You can't carry them from Motz all the way back to the Har Bayis. That would be also an Isser D'Oraisa. And therefore, they would collect them ahead of time and put them into these golden barrels. The golden barrels are just for the sake of Hidur Mitzvah. Kadesh Shelo Yichmashu, so that these large willow branches shouldn't wither. Again, a withered willow branch in truth would have been kosher, but again, Hidur Mitzvah, for the sake of doing it beautifully, we put them in these essentially vases, these golden barrels, so that they'll have proper water. Now the truth is, by the way, that on Yom Tov, meaning the first day of Sukkot, you also would not be allowed to detach them and grow from the ground, but there you could carry it through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore it seems that on Yom Tov they would perhaps attach them ahead of time, but not bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. That's saved for Shabbos, and therefore the Mishnah doesn't mention that point. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is going to argue. He's arguing on everything we said up to now. He's saying, no, there is no Arava mitzvah. Just, you've got your identity mixed up. The Arava, the large willow branch, is not what we use, but rather it's Chario Shel Dekel. It's palm fronds that we use. Shayom Evian v'chovtin osan b'karka b'tziri ha-mizbeach. It was, instead of, in place of using large willow branches, they use chariel shel dekel. Everyone knows that the palm branch, the palm frond, starts out being kapos tamar, as the pasuk says, like a lulav, but the branches together. Then the branches separate and open up, and after a while it sort of hardens in place, it becomes like woody and becomes like a big open frond. The chariels are when they're opened and stuck open. That's what you bring instead of the large Murbios of Arava, and then you'd bring them, and you'd chov tin osam bakarka. At the end of the process, you'd smack them on the ground, b'tzidi hamizbeach, beside the altar. Now, the basis for this is he has a drasha, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka has a drasha, because it says kapos tamarim, and kapos tamarim, when the Torah says v'lekachtem lechem kapos tamarim, it says kapos is plural, like branches of dates. So that being the case, I understand there's two different kinds, two different mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of the Arba Minim that you shake lulav, and there's a separate mitzvah of bringing these palm branches to the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Chacham reject that drush. They say kapos is spelled without a vav. It's just as if it's kapas singular. And that being the case, there's just one mitzvah, not two. It's the mitzvah Arba Minim, and the mitzvah that we're talking about here is done with the Arava. Now, as far as hitting things on the ground, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka is only talking about but the palm branches. What's with Aravos? So that's a Machlokos Rishonim. Rambam understands, yes, that you do hit the willow branch on the ground. Rashi understands, no. Whoever it is, ever knows what happens today in Shmini Atzeres. There's some willow branches being smacked on the ground at the end, that's for sure. Now, Va'oso Hayom Nikra Yom Chibut Charios, says Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, that day is referred to as the day of Chibut Charios, of the smacking of the palm fronds. Now, there's a bit of machlokas, and most learn, reading the Gemara, they most learn that he held this was done all 7 days. They would bring the palm fronds in all 7 days to go around the Mizbeach, and that being the case, they'd be hit on the ground all 7 days, and therefore when it says Oso Yom, that day, it means those days of Yom Kippur, of Sukkot, from the beginning through Shmini Atzeres, had like this nickname of Chibut Charyos, the palm frond smacking days, just another name for those days because of what was done over here. And there are some who learned that he only held this was done on the seventh day, the hitting, and therefore just it'll only be called, as the words read literally, that one day. Shmini Atzeres has a separate name known as the palm frond smacking on the ground day.